Visit Earth! Pancho slapped the palm of her right hand on the polished tabletop, and their voices stilled. Now look, people, she said. Doug's been a council member for some years without setting foot on Earth. Hell, I'm a council member, and George Ambrose from the Belt is, too. Ambrose nodded his shaggy red-haired head and grinned boyishly. Pancho continued, You've made an effort to make this council include all the people of the solar system. So why won't you elect the best man for the chairman's post, even if he lives on the moon? They argued the issue back and forth, but the objections gradually petered out. When Chang called for a vote, Stavanger was elected unanimously. Pancho was smiling as she left the conference room. She chatted with a few of the council members for a while, then made a beeline for the hotel where her husband was waiting for her. It's done? Jake Wanamaker asked the instant she came through the door of their suite. He really didn't need to ask. He could tell from the huge grin on Pancho's face. It's done, she said. We're going to New Earth. Wanamaker puffed out a breath. 80 years, Ponch. It takes 80 years to get there.
Yep. Trish'll be 114 years old by the time we get there.
And how old will we be?
Don't matter, said Pancho. Our lives are just beginning, Jake. Just beginning.
This concludes the reading of New Earth by Ben Bova. Copyright 2013 by Ben Bova. This book was read by Stefan Rudnicki. This unabridged recording was published by arrangement with the Barbara Bova Literary Agency and was produced in 2013 by Blackstone Audio, Inc., which holds the copyright. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audio, Inc. If you would like to obtain a monthly update telling you about new releases, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. For a complete listing of our titles, visit our website at www.blackstoneaudio.com. Thank you.